Miller said today he plans to announce by Friday whether he'll continue his legal fight over the Alaska Senate race. Miller spokesman Randy DeSoto says he is weighing his options. Miller can appeal Tuesday's federal court decision. He has said he's willing to go to the U.S. Supreme Court, but is taking legal steps one at a time. Anchorage attorney Tim McKeever says Miller faces an uphill battle to get his appeal heard. McKeever is one of the lawyers who represented Senator Lisa Murkowski in the election litigation. He says there is strong preference in federal law to allow state courts to decide issues of state law. In this case, the state superior court and the Alaska Supreme Court ruled against Miller, as did federal district judge Ralph Beislein.
Judge Beislein has indicated that he defers to the state Supreme Court's interpretation of the law. The Ninth Circuit is likely to do the same thing. If the case were to go to the Ninth Circuit or the Supreme Court, both of those levels are likely to do the same thing. The Supreme Court is not likely to overturn a decision by the highest court in the state, and that's essentially what Mr. Miller would be asking them to do.
McKeever says there does not now appear to be any remaining challenges that could block Murkowski from being certified.
Senator Murkowski, assuming that the certification process that the state's doing will go ahead as scheduled tomorrow afternoon, is going to be sworn in as a senator on Wednesday of next week for the next term. She will be in the Senate, and it's very unlikely that a court would decide that for some reason she should not remain in the Senate.
McKeever says other states have dealt with write-in ballot and voter intent concerns, but he says Miller's case was unusually complicated because he initially filed in federal court to address state issues.
So the federal court deferred to the state courts. The state courts considered this matter very quickly. The Alaska Supreme Court ruled. Mr. Miller went back to the federal court and has raised other issues. So procedurally, it's been very complicated, largely because the way that Mr. Miller decided to sue first in federal court.
Along the way, Miller attempted to raise other concerns that he alleged were examples of possible fraudulent voting or a lack of proper oversight in security as ballots moved from the state to the precincts and back. But McKeever says the state has a comprehensive system in place to monitor and secure the ballots from printing to counting.
At the end of the election, there's a state review board that goes through the process and examines the returns from all of the various precincts, determines sort of whether the processes were followed, whether the precinct registers correspond to the number of ballots that were counted in that precinct and whatnot. And the state does a very thorough job of verifying the accuracy of the count and verifying the integrity of the process. And so given that fact, I think it's unlikely that there was any kind of shenanigans with the ballots. The allegations that Mr. Miller makes really are not supported by the evidence.
McKeever says although Miller has the right to appeal to the Ninth Circuit, he thinks overturning the current decision is unlikely.
I think that the facts are that Alaskans voted. Senator Murkowski won that election. There's no suggestion that there was any significant problems with the way the election was conducted. The election should be over, and Alaskans should be able to move on.